Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
One of the questions that I get asked quite often is, how do I get it all done? How do I make everything happen that I do? How do I manage everything? And I completely understand where the question comes from, because the only thing that we can do when looking at others is to interpret what they are doing or not doing and what may be happening. And it's easy to also compare ourselves, saying, well, how does this person or that person do all of these things, get all of these results? And here I'm over here working all this time and I'm not really getting that momentum. I'm not getting where I want to be. What is the difference here? And so I understand when people ask me this question, because they see that I'm running an agency, helping other people with their agencies, managing my own team, run Portable Entrepreneur. I record this podcast, and then, you know, I actually like to enjoy my life. I like to spend time with my family. I like to travel and just live, as we all should be doing. So I understand this question, and I want a better view of this, because we don't see the behind the scenes. We don't see what is happening with other people. We only see what is right there in front of us. And so here's my secret. Are you ready? This is a secret for how I get it all done. The secret is, I don't. In fact, I don't aim to get it all done. I absolutely used to aim to get everything done, to make a to-do list, to keep adding to it, and to just frantically try to work through that to-do list, checking it all off. And I was miserable. And I think that's a lot of times where this question tends to come from is, why are you able to get it all done? And I'm here working through this list that I feel that I have to do, and I'm going crazy over here, and this isn't fun like I wanted it to be. And so that's what I want to make sure that you understand, is that I can't speak for anybody else in what they do or don't do. So I'm just going to keep this about me for the moment, is that I don't get it all done. I don't want to get it all done. I don't aim to get it all done, because everything will never be done. There will never be a today where there is not something else you can do. That is inevitable, that to-do list could keep growing and growing, which is why I don't use to-do lists anymore. And I love to-do lists. So if you're like, oh, I don't think I could break free from my to-do list, I understand where you're coming from. But the point isn't to get it all done. The point is to get results, right? So why are we aiming to get it all done when our aim should be to get results? So this is where we need to make sure that we are focusing on what is most important in our business. And one of the ways that I do that is I use this 90X goal planner. I'll share that with you guys in the resources on the show notes here. But this is what I do. I track the day before. Okay, what are the 1, 2, or 3 things? And this depends on how much time you have. You know, I'm doing this full time, so I usually put 3 things, because I know that's my max. And it doesn't matter if somebody else can do 2, somebody else can do 5 in a day. You have to test this out for yourself. For me, I'm good at doing 3 things. And if they're really big things, then 1 or 2. And I know by the size and the depth or the complexity of what's coming my way, what I can do, because I've been doing it long enough to realize when I'm going to be maxed out. So I put those 1, 2, or 3 things down in my planner, and that is the goal for the day. And I start that day working on that task. That's what I do first, because that is my big main thing that I need to do, because I know by doing that one task, that is going to move my business forward in some way. Whatever my ultimate goal is that I'm working on for the week or for the month, I know that that one big piece, when that is done today, that is going to move me one step closer. So that is definitely something to consider. Then I will plug in all the little things that I love to get done, but I also know to limit that. I know that if I'm filling out 10 different little things that I want to do for the day, well, that's just not going to happen. And then I feel bad at the end of the day when it's not done. So I'm going through that list, and I'm just keeping as little on that list as I can. So another secret, if you want to call it that, is I actually look for what I don't have to do. I am constantly looking at what is coming up, breaking tasks down into projects, and then say, now what on this could I completely take off of my plate? One, could I just delete this? Is it even necessary? Will anybody actually care? Will it really make that big of a difference if I don't do it? And if not, I get it off the list. Nobody needs to do it. And then I look at, okay, these other tasks need to be done, but do I need to be the one to do it? And most times I don't. So I don't do it. If somebody else can do it, I don't do it because that is not the smartest place for me to be in my business. If I'm doing some smaller tasks, installing WordPress or editing a video or uploading blog content, that is not where my time needs to be spent as a business owner. So that is something that I am very, very aware of. I have identified how I bring the most value to my business and that I stay in that lane. That is what I do. And I work really hard to not ever allow myself to get out of that work because that is when I'm going away from the main goal of my business. Now, another thing that it works really well is to gamify action. So for instance, if you are saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to start reaching out to businesses. And this week I want to reach out to 5 businesses, 10 businesses, is to play a little game with yourself and to make that your main focus of the day. Even use an auto dialer if you need to. So you make one call, it hangs up for you, calls the next one, and there's no time to think because thinking is where we get into trouble. So the less time we spend thinking, the more time we spend doing, the more results we're going to get because that action is going to bring the clarity that we need. And I also recommend that you reward your small wins. Let's say your goal was to make the 5 calls, the 10 calls, and you do it. Then celebrate in some way. I don't care if nobody answered the phone. I don't care if all of them answered the phone and said no. It doesn't matter. You took the action that would move your business forward. Regardless if it ended in the action or the outcome, rather, that you wanted, you took that necessary action. So reward yourself. This could be a little extra time off with the family. This could be going out to eat or taking a relaxing bath. It doesn't have to be big, but make sure that you are celebrating the actions that you are taking along the way. Otherwise, you're waiting for an end result that may happen in a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now to celebrate, but it's going to be really hard to do if you don't celebrate those small wins. And lastly, focus on service. The more that you are there to serve others, the more that is going to happen for your business and things are automatically going to open up for your business when every day you are starting your day saying, okay, well, how can I serve at least one person today? How can I be of value to them to help them move forward in their own life or their own business in one way today? That is going to help you get to where you want to be. So if you are struggling with feeling like you need to get it all done to make this endless to-do list go away, to check off everything every day, start working towards being okay with not getting it all done. And instead ask yourself, what is the most important thing to get done? And start with that and reward yourself for doing so.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.